And if you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. You know, Diane and I worked on the service, decided to do a hymn sing, and it was kind of really up in the air whether or not I was going to do any preaching. And I know. 2 days ago, as I was thinking about the service coming up and what we would be doing, and I thought, what do I like to preach about during Christmas? My number one thing that I like to preach about during Christmas is the fact that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Blows me away. It just overpowers me. I just love that. Second thing I like to preach about the Christmas story is about the shepherds who received this message from God through the angels, and they did what they were told. They went and they found the baby Jesus, and they realized who it was, that it was the Messiah from what the angels had said, and they went and spread the good news. And it says that everybody were amazed. Everybody was amazed at what they had to tell them. So, you know, that's our mandate in life. We're to keep spreading that good news. I love that. I thought that's nice. I thought, but I'm not preaching this weekend. And it was like, not to freak you out, but it was like God said to me, "What about the word today?" I thought, what? Today. Today in the city of David. Today. Why was Jesus born that day? Why wasn't he born hundreds of years earlier when the children of Israel were wandering through the wilderness and needed help? Why wasn't he born earlier when they were, you know, being oppressed in Egypt even? Or how about when the Babylonian hordes carried them off into exile and the Syrian hordes carried them off into exile? The two great diasporas where Jewish people were spread throughout the world in captivity. Where was Jesus then? What about after? What about during World War II and the Holocaust? Or why wasn't Jesus born now with all the multimedia that we have? My goodness, we can get the message out just like that. And if it's on Facebook, you know it must be true. We wouldn't even have to try to convince anybody. Well, it was on Facebook, you know. And I thought about that. And it was having this conversation, you know, with myself, with God. Just not today. That was an easy one. He wasn't born today because we don't believe most of what we see, nor nothing of what we hear anymore. Everything is such fake news. It's full of innuendos and lies and politics, and we just don't know what to believe. We don't trust anything. Now, we have the right, and we quite often do use multimedia to spread the message about Jesus to the world. And you know, if you don't forward that prayer, you're going to hell. It's on Facebook. It says it on Facebook, so it must be true. And why wasn't Jesus born earlier? The world wasn't ready. Galatians 4:4 says that in the fullness of time, God sent his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law so that they might receive adoption as sons, as children of God, in the fullness of time. You know, the world in Jesus' day was not near as big as the world is today. The world in Jesus' day consisted of basically the Roman Empire. They were the boss. They were in charge of all the countries that were known at that time. And Rome was forcing all of their subjects to pay them an exorbitant tax. They were ruled with a rod of iron. Matter of fact, Rome had so much trouble with all of their subjects, including Israel, that they built roads that went to every part of the known world in order to send their troops to put down any uprisings. There was a lot of civil unrest. Now, Rome didn't care who you worshiped. They didn't care what kind of church you went to, what kind of religion you served. And as a result, there were all these different religions. Nobody knew who was right. There were some really weird religions. People were torturing themselves in the search for truth, fasting, starving themselves to death, searching for truth. There was a lot of drugs. There was a lot of crime. There was a lot of moral decay. Oh, my goodness, it was just the sensuousness. Their society was falling apart from the inside. Sound familiar? The world was a mess. People were looking for the truth. They were being oppressed. You were allowed to travel anywhere you wanted to go. There were roads that went everywhere. And everybody spoke a common language, Greek, which was what started with Alexander the Great. He spread Greek language to the whole world. And on top of all that, there were all these Jews who had been carried away in exile, who knew all about the coming Messiah, who knew all about God, the stories of God, the promises of God. So why at that time and not now? Because at that time, there wasn't multimedia. At that time, in order to get the message about Jesus out to the world, about the Messiah, it had to be done face to face. And there is nothing more powerful than an eyewitness account. And so people began using the very same roads that Rome built to spread the news of Jesus Christ to people who were spiritually confused, who were living in sin. And then there were already other people there who said, yeah, that's the truth, because we were raised that way, because we know about the traditions. We know about the law of Moses. We know about the Ten Commandments. We know that we're looking for a Savior. Jesus is the one. It could only have happened at that time. And as a result, Christianity became so solidified, so well grounded, that it withstood all of the persecution that came afterwards, including the Holocaust. Not only has Christianity withstood all of the persecution, but it has grown as a result. Oh yeah, yeah, God's timing is perfect. In the fullness of time, God sent his son, Galatians 4:4. God's timing is always perfect. Even though we want him to do it quicker, or maybe to hold off and do it later, we want him to do it differently. Not so much, not enough. Thank God, God is in control. God knows what's best. And we can count on God to do it in God's time. God loves you, and so do I.